eternity comes into focus at the death of Christ. Something conceived in the mind and heart of the eternal God before the foundation of the world pointed to Calvary. And after the end of time, the redeemed of all tribes and tongues and nations and races will forever declare their praise. Revelation 5:12 says, "The Lamb who was slaughtered is worthy to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." Our Christian faith centers in the death and resurrection of Christ, and the two are one. Each assumes the other. Our faith is fixed on Him who died for our sins and rose for our justification. As Paul tells us in Romans 4:25, He was delivered up for our trespasses and raised for our justification. Here we have the climax of the redemptive event, the ultimate disclosure of the forgiving love and saving purpose of God. The cross of Christ is the highest peak in the revelation of truth. We cannot, with human wisdom, scale the heights to comprehend the measure of God's love, but we can, with repentance and trust, ascend the heights to receive the riches of grace and to behold His glory. What a shame that many people speak so glibly about the blood and speak so carelessly about the sufferings of Christ. We would do well to consider with reverence and spiritual insight what it is that Paul meant when he said in 2 Corinthians 5:21, "He made the one who did not know sin to be sin for us, so that we might become the righteousness of God in Him."